So am I still waiting? Waiting a long time.
Waiting for tonight. Oh.
Listen to Review Way.
Welcome to the Weakest Link.
I am John Pollock. And I'm joined by Wei Ting, and this is Review Away.
Yeah, what's the big deal? Why did you just do that?
I'm excited about today's show, Wei. I feel that we have somewhat of a comeback here, because a lot of people, I think, were not crazy about last week's Slambury review.
I wasn't crazy about it. I don't know what
no,
it was.
You told me that sucked right as we finished.
Yeah, I was like,
but
wow.
We were doing that on a Saturday morning, so I think on top of things, coming in on our day off, I think contributed to that. I think a very boring pay-per-view contributed to that. But this week, Wei, we're reviewing two episodes of The Weakest Link.
Yeah.
I was reviewing these last night, Wei, and I definitely feel we could have gotten away with reviewing one of them.
I had no idea, actually. I thought these were half-hour episodes. They turned out to be an hour long each.
Yeah, these were long, and the thing that set me off, I had to watch basically, yeah, all of these back-to-back. I broke them up because I needed to take a break at one point, but then I got back into it, and I just wanted to finish the last episode, and my phone goes off, and in capital letters, you send the word BANK, and I just wanted to throw my phone because I hated this game by the end of it. It's such a dumb game, but we'll get into it, okay, Wei?
Did you ever watch it before this?
I had seen one of these episodes. I saw the very first one, but I never knew that they did it a second time. So the second one I had never seen.
But, I mean, did you ever see the game show itself?
My sister actually had the computer game of The Weakest Link, and I played it sometimes. It wasn't that fun, and it wasn't that fun to review. But
This will be an interesting one because we've never reviewed a
game show. I welcome the change from doing a wrestling show into doing a game show. There was so much, like, I'm kind of in my rhythm now of reviewing a wrestling show.
Yeah.
This one, I was just constantly, because I had the thing running to grab clips.
Yeah.
At the same time, I'm taking notes. I was, like, fucking tired after one of these because there's so many clips
rounds
I could use.
Yeah.
And so many notes to take. And then I'm like, what am I going to review? Like, am I going to try and grab each question? I was like, I gave up on that pretty fast.
Yeah.
Let's get into it, Wei. The Weakest Link. This first one was from 2001, and let's meet our contestants.
William Regal, Blackpool, England. The Commissioner of the Alliance, my charities, the American Red Cross, and the Firefighters Association of New York.
I am Triple H, and I am the game. I'm playing for the American Breast Cancer Research. And yes, Kurt Angle's shirt is available at WWFShotZone.com.
Stephanie McMahon Helmsley, a.k.a. the Billion Dollar Princess and co-owner of the Alliance. And on November 18th at our pay-per-view Survivor Series, my brother and I look forward to driving our parents out of business. My charity is the American Red Cross.
I'm Lita. I am from North Carolina, and I will be playing for the National Humane Society.
Hi, I'm Kurt Angle, and I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I won a gold medal in the 1996 Olympic Games in Atlanta, Georgia, in freestyle wrestling. My charity is Make-A-Wish.
I'm Trish Stratus from Toronto, Canada. I'm playing for the Sick Children's Hospital. And tonight, Stratus Faction is guaranteed.
I'm Booker T, five-time WPW champion from Houston, Texas. My charity is the American Red Cross.
I'm the Big Show, Paul White. My charity is the American Humane Society. And yes, this wonderful book by Kurt Angle, It's True, It's True, is available at bookstores near you. A must-have.
So away we have the Big Show, Triple H, William Regal, Trish Stratus, Booker T, of course, Stephanie McMahon, Lita, Kurt Angle, and they would all be competing for their various charities.
Yeah, it was. This is really interesting because I didn't know how this would play out, because when they introduced themselves, they were kind of in character. that, you know, like Regal introduced himself as commissioner of the Alliance and Stephanie as the co-owner of the Alliance. And then you have people like Lita, who's just like completely normal. I'm Lita and I'm from North Carolina.
And we saw lots of plugs during these. These are wrestlers at the end of the day. We had Triple H plug Kurt Angle's t-shirt available on ShopZone. We had Stephanie McMahon do the biggest whore job of selling the Survivor Series pay-per-view coming up, where she promised that her and her brother Shane McMahon would put their father out of business. That did not happen. And finally, the Big Show promoted Kurt Angle's book.
Yeah, I guess the guys were ribbing Angle somehow. But at least with Triple H and Big Show, you can tell there were jokes with Stephanie. I think I don't know what was going through her head. I guess she was being serious. Like on NBC, now that we're on NBC, we're going to try to promote this ridiculous angle.
Did you notice that as they're panning to each person, they get to the Big Show and it's on his chest, and then they tilt up to his head?
I did not notice that.
It looked so... It was almost like, this is NBC. They must have done that on purpose, because looked really amateur.
Yeah, they must have. They must have, yeah.
I guess.
Now, for the people who have never seen this game show, would you care to explain the rules?
Not really, but I'll try. You basically had 8 people, and you would go in... It would just be boom, like shotgun questions. And every time you answered one right, the value would go up to 2,000, 5,000. And if you answered it, you'd go back to zero. But you could bank that money if it came to your question way, and before the question came out, you yelled, bank. And then that money would be banked, and you'd start at zero. So the goal was to try and get as much money banked at the end of each round.
As a team.
And then you'd vote off who you felt was the weakest link at the end of each of these 7 rounds.
Correct.
7 rounds, Way.
All right.
8 well, for the with the finals.
That's a lot of rounds.
So let's go to round 1 here. I don't know how you reviewed this, Way. I just wrote some brief highlights of each round.
Yeah, that's fine. That's what I exactly
I noted
what
that
I did.
Booker missed his first question. Stephanie hesitated and wasn't sure what the abbreviation of Oklahoma is. And she was the first of many that asked, "Could you repeat the question?" I hated that.
Yeah.
I hate when people do that on Title Bout Trivia. I think that should be a wrong. You're supposed to be listening, and if you miss it, that's wrong.
Well, what if the host stumbles?
She didn't stumble.
Okay.
Ann Robinson is a pro. It didn't stumble.
That is true.
Anything.
She's very good. She should be a wrestler.
For those that weren't sure, Ann Robinson played the bitch host who would just make fun of the contestants.
I often wonder if she had people write her lines.
You know what? For wrestling, she had way too many lines that she delivered so well.
Oh, no, yeah.
Like, the wrestling puns, I have a feeling she at least casually watched wrestling.
Yeah.
Because she delivered them, they were not forced lines on her.
I actually highly doubt that she actually watches wrestling. I'm sure she has a group of writers beforehand come up with all these lines. No way would she, why would anybody...
To know all the catchphrases of each person and not fuck up which one she was delivering
for
each
one? She has writers. Anybody working with the WWF, WWF probably sent people to say... Like with Obama, for instance. You
well,
know,
I'll try and get Ann Robinson on the show.
Okay? Yeah. Okay. Get her on review away.
You're going to interview her.
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Yeah, I just noticed Triple H actually was the first to get the wrong a wrong answer. He didn't know what star of Spin City appeared in the film Major League.
Yeah, he guessed Michael J. Fox.
Yeah.
It was Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, honest mistake.
First round, they banked $16,000 away. Were there any other highlights from the first round?
Booker T, what can you say?
Oh, he had the big one here. Should we just play it?
Play it.
Booker T.
Bank.
What October federal holiday celebrates the discovery of America?
Repeat that.
What October federal holiday?
Thanksgiving.
No, Columbus Day. Big Show.
Booker T, which October federal holiday, what was the
celebrates
question?
The discovery of America.
He said Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
It was Columbus Day.
Maybe he was spending a lot of time in Canada.
Yes. I guess the joke is funnier in the U.S. because in Canada, obviously, Thanksgiving is in October.
But doesn't celebrate the discovery of America, unfortunately.
After the first round, they noted Regal was the strongest link and Booker was the weakest. And all but 2 people, though, voted for the Big Show. And Big Show was the first one off, and as he stared at Ann Robinson, he then walked off the stage and stumbled.
Yeah, he almost tripped. I didn't understand why they all voted out the Big Show, because Booker T, obviously, was the weakest link.
Yeah, but that voiceover, they don't know that. They're just going from memory. They're thinking of, you know, they're in the mood, they're in the situation here. They can't be paying attention to who's answering right and wrong. They just got to go with instinct. And
how
Big
could...
Show stood out as... I thought Booker stood out as the biggest idiot.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Second round.
Second round, Way. Hunter, with a great guess about something involving milk bones, got the right answer to start us off. Trish Stratus was asked the capital of Japan, Way. Something near and dear to your heart.
Her answer was
Hong Kong. Hong Kong, Japan.
Yeah, I guess that would make me Japanese. I've met Trish once. I did a weigh-in with her, and so I was just like, come on, Trish. You have to get this. You're representing my hometown, our home city. You're representing our country. We're a very multicultural society. We, you know, obviously in this city alone, we have a lot of people from Hong Kong. She doesn't even know. She doesn't even know where we're from.
I thought that was going to be the highlight of round two, but no, it was not, because we hadn't got to Booker T yet, who was asked, what is the French word that means again that is often said at the end of a concert? And Booker T replied with, oui, oui. Oh, this guy's an idiot. Oui, oui.
Oui, oui.
Yes, yes. He gave two words to describe return. Again. Oh, Booker T.
The only French word he knows.
My God. For those that are not aware, this was why Booker was given the idiot gimmick coming off of this show. And you could argue that his status as a main event talent plummeted after his appearance on The Weakest Link, because they booked him to be dumb on promos after this.
Booker T.
Five-time WPW champion.
You're not showing off your muscles.
No, I'm not.
You're certainly not showing off your brain power. How was your October Thanksgiving?
Because you have to realize, I mean, as lighthearted as this show may seem, you're on the show on national TV with all your colleagues, displaying basically how knowledgeable you are about the world, and man, you're up there with Triple H, with Stephanie, and if you make a fool
out
of yourself,
Stephanie McMahon, you don't think she's paying attention to stuff like this?
Who's gonna respect you if you don't even know what the word encore means?
Booker T, what French word meaning again is often shouted at the end of a concert?
Oui, oui.
Encore.
At the end of the round, Kurt Angle was actually the strongest link, and Trish was the weakest link. And votes were split for Booker and Trish Stratus. And then the host decided to do some banter with some of the contestants and asking Triple H if he's married to Stephanie for her money. And he responded, damn right, which was a shoot. And then they discussed Trish Stratus's bulldog maneuver, and they voted out Booker T, who was told au revoir, which means goodbye and not again in French. Booker T lasted two rounds, Way. Which, what does that say for the Big Show, if Booker T outlasted the Big Show?
Maybe people dislike the Big Show more than Booker T.
Booker T was chastised for this later on an episode of the Howard Stern Show, wasn't he, Way?
I remember that very well, because I was a big Howard Stern fan back in the day. And actually, they sent one of their interview guys, I don't know if it was Stuttering John or whatever, but they sent him to an autograph signing Booker T was appearing at, and they started to ask Booker T, just out of nowhere, trivia questions based on how poorly he did on The Weakest Link. And Booker T was just pissed off.
That's
I'm not going to answer any stupid questions.
Wow. His brother is much more nice. Much more accommodating.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Stevie.
Into round three, Way. And Trish Stratus was the victim of the Canadian-U.S. divide here, because she was asked a question, and she replied, glossettes.
Yeah,
the answer is raisinettes, which is what they are called in the U.S.
That's right. We want to thank Ben Brisebois for that little...
Negative information.
Yeah. Kurt Angle also has a huge, huge moment in this when he's asked what clothing company gives its name to a special edition of the Ford Explorer. He takes forever. The clock is running down. If you don't know the answer, just say, I don't know.
What are the rules? Like, do you get unlimited time to
think? Pretty much.
Oh.
You do. Because it's your own... Like, if you... The more time you take, the more detrimental it is for your whole team. Mm-hmm. So it's up to you.
Because you only have, like... They take 10 seconds off the clock each round. You start at, like, what, 2 minutes?
Yes.
And then it keeps going down.
So Angle takes forever. And finally says, I don't know. The answer is Eddie Bauer. They finally make it up to 10,000, which I think is the highest that the teams have gotten up to. But with 3 seconds to go, Triple H is up next, but he doesn't bank. He doesn't bank. With 3 seconds to go, he didn't even have enough time to hear the whole question. Therefore, they lose all that money.
I wonder if they knew the time.
You could see the clock.
Can you?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then that was a poor judgment call on Hunter. Should have just yelled bank. They only banked $5,000 in the third round. And Regal was the strongest, Angle the weakest after round three. And then we got a bit of a cat fight going on between Ann Robinson and Stephanie McMahon, where the host implied that she looked fat, and Stephanie replied that, well, you look old. Heat way. And then they asked Lita about who George Bush was, and she said, yeah, the guy on the $1 bill. Mm-hmm. No, that was George Washington. And Lita looked like a deer in the headlights, realizing, wow, they are not editing that one out.
Yeah, the thing about this show is that you really get a sense of the performers' personalities off screen. I mean, when there are no cameras, really, to no writers to really get them to practice their lines. And Lita just appeared a lot more nervous and shy than the other ones. Not as rehearsed and not as, I don't know, witty as a Triple H.
The Eddie Bauer fuck-up caused Kurt Angle to be voted off after round three, and we go into round four. First three questions all missed by the participants, with Stephanie McMahon thinking that Dean Cain was the host of Survivor.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. Then Trish Stratus was asked to name who gave the famous I am not a crook speech, and she did not know that it was Richard Nixon and blamed her Canadian roots on that one. And I'm sorry, but that's a pretty famous speech.
It was. The question actually was, they said Richard Nixon.
Oh, finish the statement. Sentence.
Yeah, finish the sentence, and she didn't know.
That's like, you know, Martin Luther King, I had a...
Yeah, well, if I...
It's a dream. Wait. I had a dream.
One day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today.
Okay.
You're wondering.
No, I get it. They ended up with a measly $8,000.
$8,500.
$8,500.
Come on.
Yes.
Hunter was the strongest. Weakest was Trish, and Trish was voted out by everybody here. In round five, Stephanie was asked who won the first XFL championship, and she needed the question repeated, and I thought, thank God, she's going to get this wrong. But she actually got it right. The LA Extreme won one and only championship in XFL history that year.
Good for her, because imagine...
Could you imagine how bad that would have looked?
The owner's own daughter didn't know, didn't watch that stupid XFL.
That was awesome.
But I guarantee every single other person on that panel would have gotten that question wrong.
Not a clue. Wouldn't have had a clue. They banked nothing in round five. These guys were on fire.
Oh, yeah. I felt terrible for their charities.
Stephanie was the strongest link in round five. Lita was the weakest. Regal and Hunter both vote Lita out. Stephanie votes out Regal, and Lita votes for Stephanie. So that means Lita, with two votes, is eliminated, and we go to round six now.
Regal, Triple H, and Stephanie are the only remaining competitors.
Oh, just a sec. I'm using an Apple MacBook here, and I hate it. Okay. We're here. We're good. Stephanie was asked what the Pennsylvania-based chocolate company is, and what city in Pennsylvania houses a chocolate company. Anyway, the answer was Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And that was unique because that's where George Zahorian was based, the famous steroid doctor, Wei.
Okay, well, thank you for
just trying to tie really things in with wrestling here, Wei, which I'm clear is why the Weakest Link chose that.
Regal does terrible in this round, in contrast to his previous rounds when he came across very intelligent, but this time he
fast starter, slow finisher.
Yeah, but I don't blame him whatsoever. He was caught between Triple H and Stephanie. How the boss's daughter and then the boss's daughter's wife.
Edition of the Weakest Link.
Oh yeah, how uncomfortable would it have been? I wouldn't be surprised if he threw this contest, because why would you want to beat the boss's daughter, and why would you want to beat Triple H on national TV?
Pro wrestling is awesome. They banked nothing again, and they never even got higher than $5,000 in round six. Stephanie was the strongest link, Regal the weakest, and shockingly, Hunter and Stephanie eliminate William Regal, and Regal cuts a promo on them afterwards.
Politics.
Yeah. And round seven... they
Stephanie
go into the last
Triple
round,
H.
They have a $37,500 banked from the whole game, and in this round, whatever you bank gets doubled for the final round. And they banked $4,500, which becomes $9,000, and the grand total they're playing for tonight is $48,500, and the final round, Wei, is a best of five trivia contest. So, pretty much the first person to get three correct. It's very much like Title Bout Trivia, actually. It's exactly the same. For those that wonder at the scoring system, watch the Weakest Link.
Except,
this is three out of five. We do two.
No,
out of
but
three.
Except the loser doesn't take the. If you get the question wrong, it doesn't go to the other person.
Yeah, it did.
No. If you get the question wrong, you get the question wrong. The other.
Oh,
person
sorry,
starts,
sorry.
Starts with
never
the
mind.
First
I thought
question.
You were talking about something else. You're right. They get a new question. Yeah. They don't get. To guess.
Yeah, it was very much neck and neck up until the third question for Stephanie. What historic 1986 meeting was held between Mikhail Gorbachev and which American leader?
So obviously, it would have been the president. So all she needed to know was who was the president in 1986, and she guessed George Bush Sr. It was Ronald Reagan.
It was Ronald Reagan.
Bush came in 88.
So then Triple H receives a question. He says, his question was, what news tabloid show was hosted by Maury Povich and John Scott? And Triple H guessed 2020.
The answer was, A Current Affair.
Current Affair. So they're both tied heading into the next question. Yeah. And I don't remember what Stephanie's next question was.
Yeah, neither did I, but I noted that Hunter got the question right on NATO. And then Stephanie, her fifth question, did you catch the question?
She didn't. Oh, because
she got it wrong.
Stephanie, you need to answer this question correctly to remain in the game. Pocketbooks and Scribner are divisions of what 77-year-old publishing giant bearing the names of its two founders?
I do not know.
Correct answer is Simon & Schuster. Curious.
The answer was Simon & Schuster, which is hilarious because that was the publishing company of all the WWE books at the time that she got wrong.
That's very funny.
Very funny. So Triple H is your winner. He goes over, Wei, even against his wife.
Yeah, he's smarter than
Hunter wins. Hunter, in terms of fucking pop culture and general knowledge.
Actually, both of them. Him and Stephanie. I give her enough respect. They're both very knowledgeable people.
I'm shocked because generally you hear, like, Vince McMahon has done interviews before where they've asked him just, he says, I am engulfed with wrestling. They asked him who won the World Series last year. He's like, I don't watch anything. Like, they're just so in that bubble. Mm-hmm. So this actually shocked me at the time.
Yeah. You just thinking in those lines, you really get that sense with some of the performers on the show, seeing their answers and what they do know, what they don't. But in terms of just pop culture knowledge and general trivia, Triple H and Stephanie did very well.
So the highlight of this show for me was Booker T.
Oh yeah.
One though was Trish Stratus though. She missed some gimmies.
Yeah, which was disappointing.
So Wei. That was the first edition of The Weakest Link, but you chose us to review two episodes of The Weakest Link.
I totally did, yep.
We go into episode two, and let's meet the contestants.
I'm Terry the She-Devil. I'm from Live Oak, Florida, and I'm playing for Ronald McDonald House.
Kane, from Parts Unknown. I'm playing for St. Jude's Children's Hospital. I'm Edge from Toronto, Ontario, Canada, and I'm playing for the Humane Society.
Bubba Ray Dudley, Dudleyville, USA. I'm playing for the American Cancer Society and my mommy.
I'm Stone Cold Steve Austin from Victoria, Texas. I'm playing for the Christopher Reeves Paralysis Foundation.
I'm Devon Dudley from Dudleyville. I'm playing for the Thelma C. Hughes Scholarship Fund out of Memorial Baptist Church in New York, Harlem.
I'm the King Jerry Lawler. I'm from Memphis, Tennessee, and I'm playing for Special Olympics.
Hi, I'm Deborah. I'm from Tuscaloosa, Alabama, and I'm playing for Humane Society.
Now, wait, I'm curious. Are you aware of when this second episode took place? The other one was the fall of 2001. Do you know when this one took place?
It seemed like it would have been 2002, maybe, or early or late 2001, because Stone Cold was still married to Deborah at the time, and Kane was still
Austin, remember, he walked out in June of 2002, so it was probably somewhere before that, obviously.
Yeah.
So, let's get into this right now.
It's important to note that Kane. All the wrestlers are dressed in their street clothes, but Kane is in his full
getup.
He's
in full gimmick.
I mean,
down to the tights. He was wearing his tights.
Yeah. The mask.
That would have been awesome if he had, like, a suit or, like, a hoodie on.
I don't know.
With the mask.
I think this is just so funny because he's... Great. Just imagine a giant dude standing behind the podium in his wrestling tights. And the way Kane stood was just, like, super calm and super serious.
And saying which charity he was playing for.
Just imagine if you're not a wrestling fan, just tuning in.
What the fuck is going on here? This is so stupid. Yeah. First round way, Austin knew that Mary had a little lamb. Edge lost one because he said Ocean 11 and not Ocean's 11 in reference to the movie. Lawler didn't know what the capital of Thailand was, which, knowing Lawler's humor, I'm shocked he didn't know that the answer was Bangkok. They banked $16,000. Bubba was the strongest link. Devon, the weakest link. Not ironic.
Yeah,
and the votes were split between Edge and Devon after this first round way. And I noted here, we had the exact same dynamic as the first show. We had the married couple. We had the host point out to the girl that had no muscles, but she points out her fake tits, which is exactly what Stephanie did in the first episode.
Yeah.
And then she called Bubba fat. So...
Yes.
The exact same.
Exactly the same. You can really tell who's not confident in themselves when they bank early. Because, you know, typically, you at least want to hear what the question is. But there are people that, you know, just even after one right answer and they're only at about $1,000, they're just immediately bank. Stone Cold banks. Devon banks early. Deborah banks early. And Deborah, to me, really showed her age and how closed off her world is when she didn't know... what grunge group released the hits Even Flow and Jeremy from their album 10?
And that would have been like 91.
Oh my god, yeah. There it is. In between the in-between banner, Anne asks Stone Cold, "Why should we know you?" And Austin answers, "What?"
And everyone popped.
Everyone laughs. But
it wasn't that funny a joke, but he was the top guy.
But I guarantee you, Anne had no idea. And probably the director of The Weakest Link, the producers of the show, had no clue what they were on about. Because this is a very
I disagree, because I think Anne thing. Robinson was a big wrestling fan.
I highly doubt she was watching Raw every Monday night.
Well, as you recall, Wei, you say this was done in 2002. Edge was eliminated, and then she replied that this reeks of favoritism. And Edge and Christian had broken up well before this had been put together. With.
I'm sure she's got
and
some...
I think Anne Robinson knew exactly what she was talking about here.
Maybe that was just coincidental.
I don't think you give people enough credit and for their wrestling
I'm sorry. Just
because she's a woman, she can't enjoy wrestling?
No, that has nothing to do with it whatsoever.
British too? Are you xenophobic and sexist?
No, absolutely not. I just have a hard time envisioning Anne Robinson, the host of The Weakest Link, sitting down every Monday night to watch Monday Night Raw.
Every Monday? She probably, you know.
Oh, she lives in Britain.
Pay-per-views? I don't think she lived in Britain. Wasn't this done in the States? This was on 5 nights a week.
Maybe she listens to The Law as well. Maybe she listens to this. So, hey, hi, Anne Robinson.
You know, she's probably...
Maybe she's on our Facebook group.
We'll double check. We definitely will. Round two. D-Von was asked what kind of dance a ballerina performs. He got it wrong. The answer, a ballerina does ballet. Then D-Von got this as a follow-up question. What human body part has five fingers? Who comes up with that question?
I don't know.
I wish there was multiple choice.
That really is. I mean, that's part of the game. It's ever so often they give you a ridiculously easy question, and it just becomes
it's 10 divided by 2.
Yeah. However, Stone Cold gets one too. What is 100 times 11? He mumbles something like 1,011. Fuck.
1,100, folks. No. Which is not what they banked. They banked just a little more at 7,500 for that round. And then
Anne
Robinson, after each round, has to do some stupid wrestling pun on how dumb they are and said, who needs a referee to count to 10? They note that the strongest link is Bubba again. The weakest is Terry. 3 votes go to D-Von and he's gone for the ballet fuck-up. And they cheer on Kane to chokeslam the host at some point. And then she asks the king, why do they call you the king? And he responds, if you spent a night with me, you'd know why they call him the king. That was a gross visual. Jerry Lawler and Anne Robinson. Disgusting. 2 50-year-olds. Jerry Lawler. Amazing. So D-Von is gone, unfortunately. Round 3 away, where we got such a great question as what does RIP stand for? What colored slip is associated with unemployment? They were able to bank 20 grand in this round way. Were there any other notable marks in this?
I just thought everybody did well in this round except Deborah. But at least, I mean, she was just awful. But I get the feeling nobody wants to vote her off because nobody wanted to piss off Austin.
Wife.
Yeah, nobody wanted to heat with
she
Austin.
She was useless on this show.
But at least she always knew to bank before her turn.
Yes, that was smart. The votes, though, were all spread over the place. 2 votes for Terry, 2 votes for Kane, and 2 votes for Deborah. Terry makes some lame joke about Kane smelling in his outfit. Deborah's then asked, why are you famous? And she replied, for being Steve's wife, which was very true. And Anne Robinson replied, wow, quite the feminist you are. I enjoyed that.
Completely true.
And Bubba, since he was the strongest link, got to decide, and he knocked off Deborah, who was gone. Mm-hmm. Round 4 away, I noticed the questions picked up considerably in terms of difficulty. Austin misses a question on a movie starring Woody Harrelson and Juliette Lewis. He took 15 seconds. Nothing. It was Natural Born Killers, and he was absolutely killing time on this one.
I thought he was trying to be funny. At the risk of, losing money for their charities.
Terry, who looked ungodly tiny on this show, she was probably 80 pounds, was given a question about weight loss for Jenny Craig, which, not surprisingly, she got right. They banked $10,000. Bubba, once again, the strongest link. Austin's the weakest. 2 votes for Kane, 2 votes for Terry. And since...
And Austin didn't receive 1 vote, which surprised me.
And Austin voted for Bubba, who was the strongest link.
It was outrageous.
So, some favoritism going on here. Bubba keeps his vote and eliminates Terry. So, the women are gone, and we're down to Bubba, Kane, Austin, and Lawler. Round 5, Bubba blanks on Nicole Kidman's latest movie, which was The Others, and just yells out, JR's barbecue sauce. He was doing some prime kiss-assing here.
Oh, this is funny. Austin didn't know who sang Wind Beneath My Wings.
Which was the thing they did on Raw
that
same year.
The Alliance did a tribute to him and they sang Wind Beneath My Ring.
Didn't he make some weird guess too?
He said Conway Twitty.
Who's that?
Some country singer.
Oh, okay.
Really shows. Yeah, jeez. Fuck.
Give him credit for guessing.
Honestly, like, it really shows these people's age and how closed off they are from the rest of the world. I mean, just think about it. Austin's a guy who loves hunting, probably doesn't really watch much TV.
Hunting and country music.
Yeah, and that's all.
Bubba, to my surprise, knew what 300 squared was.
30 squared.
Was it 30 squared or 300 squared? Oh, okay.
30.
They banked $1,000. Kane was the strongest link. Austin was the weakest link. Kane and Bubba vote for Austin. And Austin steals his name tag and leaves.
Yeah, he stole the name tag and just shoved it in front of Ann's face before he left.
We go into round six, Way, and Kane missed a question where the answer was Novocaine that dentists use. That was the only thing of note I made in that round. They banked $10,000. This time Kane was the strongest link and Lawler was the weakest. And I couldn't, for the life of me, hear when they were voting if they were saying Kane or King. But apparently both votes were for Lawler, and he was gone.
Right. Kane just looks so ridiculous talking in his costume, and add to the fact that he's...
the smartest one.
Well, like, and he also seems like a pretty shy guy, actually. Like, a guy who just kind of stands there and looked a little nervous. It was pretty odd and humorous.
The seventh round between Kane and Bubba, they banked $9,500, which doubles... And today they would be playing for $83,500, which was almost $30,000 more than the other WWE talent. So at least they raised the total up here. Final round, Kane opts to go first. They each get their first three questions right. Bubba, Kane slips up on one question, and Bubba has the chance to win it all when he's asked the Gordon Lightfoot song that was named after what ship that sank in Lake Superior. And I remembered learning this song in grade 4 music class. And it was the Edmund Fitzgerald. And I was just thinking, if I was Bubba, I could have won it right there.
The lake it is that never gives up for dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. But the load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty.
He misses it, and way we go into sudden death overtime. This was exciting. Kane gets a question right about the tennis star that was stabbed and came back to win some tournament. It was Monica Seles. And Bubba's in the position where he has to get the question right or he loses. And he's asked who the current U.S. Attorney General is. He says Janet Reno, and it was John Ashcroft. Way, Kane is your winner tonight.
He's the strongest link. Kane
does an out of character promo in his mask talking about what an honor it was and to raise money for his charity for ridiculous content. This was fantastic.
Yeah, Kane, a man in a full complete mask and tights. This was when Kane was sort of doing his he was talking like a real person and cutting almost comedic promos with the Canaanites and all that shit.
It's amazing that character has lasted 13 years.
Oh, it's amazing. But think about if he, the Kane character as it exists today, he would not be on a show like this doing this type of trivia question stuff.
I enjoyed this way. I had fun watching this. I think two episodes was a little long, but I'm going to give this a solid 6.5 out of 10.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun watching this, too. What you really learn from the show is that you don't really have the most knowledgeable... You don't have to be the most knowledgeable person to be the most successful in this wrestling business. And it just makes me realize that they're just a normal group of people that are probably not too different from the people you'd find at your own workplace. I give it an 8 out of 10.
8 out of 10.
8 out of 10. It was fun. Fun for me.
All right, so we'll... We'll wrap things up their way. Do we have any feedback that you wanted to get to?
Yeah, we do. We have a lot of feedback, actually. Do you want to read this as well, or should I just...
You go through
it. All right. We got Kaylin Baker, who says, I just bought the Heart and Soul DVD, and I'm currently going through the matches. During the period that most of the matches took place, Vince McMahon was a commentator, and every time there is a pin and McMahon sells it as being the nearest near fall of all time, I chuckle to myself. Thank you, John Pollock.
You're welcome, everybody.
Michael Parker. Dos Hombres had started out as Shane Douglas and Ricky Steamboat. However, just prior to the pay-per-view, Douglas got fired, and instead of yet another change to the card, Tom Zink was put under the mask, but they never told anyone. That's why the only one was Steamboat to unmask during the match.
I was not aware of this.
Me neither.
At least makes sense, because Steamboat did unmask during there, so that explains why they put both guys under masks.
Mm-hmm.
So it was Tom Zenk, the man who has fallen off the face of the earth, since a series of radio interviews in 2001.
Yeah. Roberto Walcott, just to correct a few things on your WCW Slammarie 1993 review. Ooh. A, Ric Flair made his return to WCW on Super Bowl III in February as a face. And B, Wyndham had refused to join the Horsemen because he was doing the heel lone wolf gimmick. Anderson was the face in this feud, believe it or not. And we got Jay Hunter. Wow, you guys seemed in really bad humor this week. Maybe it was the pay-per-view that really brought you down. I'm sure next week's Weakest Link review will be much more fun. Hope you're not getting tired of review away. Kyle Shaw, I just watched the first TNA pay-per-view, and I only had one observation. Elektra, when she was cutting the promo on Francine, sounded just like Loki. Casper Barton. Hey, Waiting and John, can you please interview Virgil and ask him if he would consider being Orlando Jordan's mentor? P.S. I've asked Scott Putski on Facebook how to win his award, but the arrogant fool won't answer.
Oh, that's too bad. And the answer is no, Virgil will not talk to us because we've asked him.
Yeah, we've tried.
Yeah, he said, oh, yeah, that's cool. No, I don't want to talk to you.
All right.
The wrestling superstar Virgil not coming to review away anytime
soon. No, unfortunately.
And so, yeah. Is there more?
We've got a contest.
Oh, that's right. We teased it last week, so we better deliver here.
You forgot your own contest.
No. We got a number of different options there, Wei. Which one did you want to go with?
Because we had so many. I don't know if you want to go through all of them. I don't know if we can, but what was your choice?
I thought going with the commercials that wrestlers have been in would be kind of interesting, but I don't know how many of them are out there.
Yeah, I mean,
we had the one about theme songs.
Yeah, that one was good. I liked Shay has a good one, asking fans to pretend that we are two of the youngest and hungriest free agents in the world, me and John, and to answer five questions and explain each, like what gimmick you'd give us, would we work better as a face or heel, how you would book John and I if we were pro wrestlers.
Okay, that is by far the best idea. That's fantastic. So let's go with that. If you put other contest ideas in there, don't fret. I'm sure we will keep doing some contests over the next little while, and we'll just keep those in mind as well. So let's do Shai's contest idea. Book myself and Wei Ting, if you were Paul Heyman right now, or even better, if you were Vince Russo, how would you book Wei Ting and I, whether we be a tag team, individuals, feuding, any way you'd like, and the most creative responses, we'll give out some DVDs.
Yeah.
I have so many DVDs right now, I just want to get rid of.
Yeah, you know what, to keep things, should we group all these into the discussion board in a single thread to keep
them...
To keep them clean, so we'll start a new thread in the discussion board and put all your responses there. Otherwise, we won't read them.
All right, we'll finish up here. As always, go to reviewaway.com, the official Facebook group of Review Away is what you can search on Facebook to find it. Please leave your comments on the wall, contest ideas, future reviews you want to see, and for next week, Wei, I figure sometimes we've reviewed a 3-hour pay-per-view, so I was going to take two shows that combined are less than that. So I thought in
really?
The spirit of the invasion, we would watch the final Nitro and final Raw.
Wow.
And of course, it had the simulcast.
That's
at the
great.
End. So we'll compare the final Nitro and the final Raw, because I think watching them together will be interesting, and I do have them on VHS. So we will review those next week.
I'm really looking forward to that, because obviously I'd seen the Raw, but I had never seen the Nitro, because we didn't get that up here.
It's depressing. So that'll be coming up next week. Wei, what tune should we go out with?
Oh, I don't really have anything chosen. Okay. Well, I mean, I don't know how many of our audience likes Electro, because I don't know. I find it kind of tough for people to digest if they don't typically listen to music that doesn't have words. But there's a song by this guy named Wolfgang Gartner that I've really been loving lately. And it's called Undertaker.